session number 9152, reel 1.
Tell us what you were doing when the war started.
When the war started?
Yes.
When it first went out, we went on...
No, what were you doing here?
I was at a Foxbush then.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing in Foxbush?
Oh, I was in the gardens there at Foxbush.
You were a gardener?
Yeah.
And how long after the war started did you...
I was in the church leads then. I was in the church leads at Elkenbar.
Yes.
And I went to. I said to the what's going to be the head gardener there, I want half a day off today. Oh, well, all right, he said so. I had the half a day. Oh. Well, and I went to Tunbridge Wells, tried to get an itinerary. They wouldn't have me. Well, I came back from there, back to Tunbridge Station. I came back to Tunbridge Station, and Charlie Bligh, the cricketer, you remember him?
No, I don't.
Charlie Bligh, the cricketer, he was a recruiting sergeant for the REs in Tunbridge.
Oh, yes.
He was recruiting for the REs in Tunbridge. And there was me and another fellow with me, Jack Hills. And he walked up to Charlie Bell, walked up, is this a bloke we want, he said. why not join our mob? That was the Tunbridge Territorials.
Oh, yes.
They was at a camp then.
Yes.
At the Sheerness, I believe it was.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a camp. Join our mob, he said, that's... Oh, I looked at, I don't know. Well, what about it? I said to Jack. Yes, he said, come on, he said. So we did. He recruited us. Charlie Bligh, the cricketer, recruited us at the Tunbridge Station for the terriers. We went from there down to Gillingham. Gillingham, there. And it was Kent, 495 Kent Field Company they made up.
But had you enlisted then? Was this up before you enlisted or after?
Oh, this was after we enlisted.
After you enlisted.
We went to what's called Gillingham.
495 Field Company.
Kent Field Company. Mm. 495 Kent Field Company, they named it then. Well, we went out of there.
Well, now, roughly, how long did you stay in England after you'd enlisted?
Well, not very long.
You had some time at Pangbourne.
No, we started this here of rifle drawn recruiting business, you know, and all was like that. Well, the old sergeant mate said, well, he said, you come out here to me, like, you know it all. I said, yes, because we had it all in the church there, you see.
Yes.
I had to stand out front and made the rookies, as we call them, had to follow me. And, well, anyway, they brought it in because that then it was only for home service, wasn't it?
Well,
then.
Mm-hmm.
See? And they had to sign up for overseas after that.
Oh, yes.
After that, we signed up for overseas. Well, some of the ones that just going in and done any training or anything. They was put back, you see, and I know we had to sign these papers, and we couldn't go abroad, not that we was 20.
Until you were 20.
Yeah, but I was only 19. I remember that officer saying to me, do you want to go with the company? I said, yes. I said, I want to go with them. Oh, well, go out that door and come in that door and say you're 20, he said. I turned around and said, 20, that's good enough, he said. And of course, I'll stop with him. Then we went from there to Enley on Thames.
Yes.
Pontooning. And then we come back from there, and we went up to Fort Darling. And Fort Darling there, those woods up there, making these hurdles for riveting.
Yes.
The trenches, right?
Yes.
Up in there making these hurdles. We had to make so many every day.
Yes.
And when we made that, we could say we'd done a day's work, like. Well, then from that, there we came back. We still stopped at the top of Chatham Hill there, in that field there. Well, I expect it's all built in now, I don't know. In that field there, and then we went there to... next move we had, we from there, we went to Liverpool.
Yes.
On a boat, on the Olympia.
You went from Chatham to Liverpool?
On the Olympia.
Yeah.
Then we went from there to... from there to Gibraltar. We never landed in Gibraltar. We only stopped at Gibraltar, and we got off of Gibraltar onto another boat, smaller boat, the Redbreast.
The Redbreast?
The Redbreast. Onto that was some we left there. We left the, Yeomery. West Grand Yeomery and that. We left them on that on the boat. They didn't go up with us. We left some there. We went up to there. Of course, after that, we didn't know where we were going to then, you know, till we were able to see. And we we landed there. I think it was in the late in the evening, night.
You landed where?
At Dardanelles, then.
Yes.
Well, we went into there. We had to go in onto the hills. Oh, first thing we had to do was dig a hole, get in. Dig some holes, you know, to get in. Like. Well, then at night we used to go up digging the trenches higher and vetting trenches higher up. Like. Yeah, there was quite a... That's what we were doing there mostly in the Dardanelles, was trenching and barbed wire and, you know, gun emplacements and all likes of that.
Let's have a rest just for one moment. I want to see that this is working. Now, while you were there, roughly how many days you were at Gallipoli?
I couldn't tell you how long we was there, no. I couldn't tell you that, but we was there. It was the weather what beat us. It was, bitter cold there. Yeah. Mm. A lot of the company was frostbitten.
And did you actually take part in any attack?
No, not in the actual going up. We had to go, because them days we had to go and cut the wire. You know, that and cut the wire and that. And then after the attack, they had to replace it, the wire, you know, in the front and all that sort of thing then. Because they hadn't got any tanks or anything them days to mow the wire down, had they? We used to have to go out and cut it.
Yeah, and most attacks, presumably, were by night, were they?
Yes, it was all night. But as I say, we only you couldn't move in the daytime there at all. Couldn't get out of the ground in the daytime. It was all, you know, sort of sniped everywhere. There was only one well, of course, towards Salt Lake. There was one well we used to go to, but you couldn't get across there daytime. But there was snipes from the hills, you see. It was out on the flat, like. and the Queen Elizabeth used to come up there. We could see her came up and bombarding those hills. There was an hospital ship laid offshore there.
And did you know any other units besides your own? Did you get close enough
there was all sorts of there. There was a London regiment, I believe it was there. But I couldn't tell you that because we were all looking after ourselves, getting in here, and you only got out at night. You know, you couldn't move in the daytime at all.
Now, and presumably you could only get fed at night. Your rations, where did your rations have to come up from?
Well, the rations used to come in. There's poor rations, you know. But I mean, they couldn't get a lot in there. They got no room. There was no distance on from the land, you know. It's all flat country, what they had got.
Yeah.
Then it went up in hills there. Well, that's where the Turks and that was lying, on the hills, you see. Yeah. Well, I mean, they were overlooking us.
Yes.
And they hadn't got any airplanes or anything like that them days. They used to use them, you know, balloons, spotting balloons, right?
Oh, yes.
They use them and all sorts of, you know, things. But then, I mean, they had to keep changing the places once they got rains from the hills on them. You know, you ain't got anywhere to, you couldn't see any. You only moved about in the dark, you know.
And did your unit have many casualties?
Oh, yes, quite a few.
And how did they, how were they?
I remember the first one was a plate from Chisholmstone. The first one we had. And I think the Major was second, I think. Major Tyler. He got wounded right in the thigh. I mean, he went away. That was around a fair part about it. He went away. We never see him no more. Not until after the armistice. And he came back to us, hobbling with two sticks. He came back to us. There. The captain, he took on the major's job. And he'd been doing that all through the war. And when he come back, he had to go drop in his ranks. Well, we thought that was very unfair.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I thought that was very unfair. He had to go down and the other officers had to go down, you know. And we thought it was very... Well, just the same as when they used to send... What's it called? Reinforcements out to us. They used to send them out with, you know, sergeants and corporals and all that there with them. And if they were saturated ranks, those what they made while they was out there, they had to go down. Which was very unfair, I thought.
Indeed, yes. Yes, I agree. So, sometime, you got evacuated, as I heard of your unit. Got evacuated, pulled out of Gallipoli.
Oh yeah, we came all there.
Now, were other people before you, or many people before you?
Oh no, we had to stop pretty well. Well, we pretty well the last unit to go. We had to put a lot of, you know, dummies, mines and money and that about there, you know. Well, we was days of that, you know, putting dummies back to there, like. But we came off there, we were not glad to get off there too. We came off there, we came back to Alexander. We came back to Alexander, and then we went up to Mitru, because the Germans had got a base up at Salome, and we went up that way, like. to Siloam, right up to Siloam. But I never went up to Siloam, never went. I only went as far as Matru. Of course, they got no water much up at Siloam. So we stopped at Matru. We sent the water up from Matru up to Siloam.
By camel?
Well, some of it went with camel, and some of it, they put a pipeline in there, like, in time, as the time went on. But a lot of it was coming, maybe, to us, there wasn't enough Matru to supply us. We was having in with the boat is bringing in water in, like, Matru there. There wasn't enough there to supply. Mm-hmm. They used to bring it in by boat to Matru.
And Bernard, how long you were in Egypt altogether before you moved?
Oh, I was there some time there. Yes, and well, then we came after that turn out. And, oh, there was a shocking place they went up alone. They went, there was a lot of our sailors, and they're tied up like dogs.
By whom?
Tied up like dogs, they was.
By whom? By the Germans?
Absalom.
By who tied them up?
Well, the Germans put them off there. Then it was the tribe up there, you know, to have tied them up. But I never saw that. So I was only told by, you know, because I never went further than Matru. We had to stop there and see where the water and that. Well, we came back from there to Heliopolis.
Ah.
You know, just to the side, not far from Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
We came back to Heliopolis there. And when we got back to Heliopolis there, it was time. I'd done my 5 year then. I say time expired. You couldn't join for duration. Not when I went in. Mm. You couldn't do duration then, because duration didn't come into 1916, didn't it?
Yeah.
When duration of war came in. So we had to say 5 year was the lowest you could go. And I had, oh, a glorious time. When I was, the time expired, I went to Cairo, free man. In Cairo, like a fortnight, free man in Cairo, and they take on for duration. There was four of us went. We stayed at the Anzacs Hotel.
Yeah.
And, oh, we had a glorious time. Only even money was running short. And there was an officer, one of our officers, he was at the Shepherd's Hotel in Cairo. So we knew he was there, so I said, I'll go and find him. So I went and found him. Told him I was getting short. Oh, I don't wonder at it, he said. I said, got your paybook, will you? You've got some money on your paybook. What is it? Yes, there's plenty on the paybook. Because we hadn't been drawing none in the Gallipoli and all that, but there's plenty on the paybook, I said. Oh, well, he said, so he gave me some money, he said, take your paybook into the office when you get back, he said. And that was all right. Then we started on the other. We got training then, we went on after that.
You joined on for duration, had you?
Yeah, I joined on for duration then, see.
Yes.
Well, we went on to there. We went down to Port Said and went up the other way to went up Jaffa, the bay route.
Yeah, but just one moment before, yeah, you got a bit too quick there for me. after you joined on for the duration, you were still in Heliopolis.
Yes,
I know, yeah. And then, when you joined up, was it the same unit or another one?
Yes, all the same unit, yes.
You came back to the unit?
Went back the same line.
And where did you pick them up? Where had they got to by that time?
They were still there.
Still at Matru?
No, they were still at Heliopolis. Yeah.
And then you say they moved to Suez?
Yeah, they went down to Port Said then.
Oh, yes. And what were you doing at Port Said?
We didn't do anything. We go down there, we went up on the other front then, you know, up across the desert there.
You didn't stay in Port Said? You didn't stay in Port Said?
No, we didn't stop there long, no. We didn't see much about it, but it was not the actual town, right? Never seen much of town.
And so then you started on a long march?
That's right. That was a long march, too.
Now, did you encounter any enemy, any opposition?
Oh, you kept finding easy as they kept... We didn't find anything very much, only little batches, like, at different places. Like, we found only the wells and all on the way was all sort of mined and all that sort of thing. And, you know, it was all the little...
Were they Germans or Arabs or...?
They was Turks, mostly. Turks and Germans and all there.
Mm-hmm. Well, where was the first place of any note that you
the first to really stop we had was at Gaza.
Yes.
That we did have we did get a hammer in there at Gaza.
From the Turks?
Oh, yeah, the Turks and Germans and all the
other ones. And roughly what size of force was this that was moving up? Was it a brigade?
Ooh,
a division?
Two divisions.
Two divisions.
Yeah.
And do you know who the senior, the general officer commanding was?
I mean, when it started, I mean, it was Kitchener, wasn't it, in the start?
I see.
And then Alamy took... No, Murray took on after that.
Yes.
After we got to Gaza, Murray took us to Gaza, and then after Gaza, Alamy came on.
So where did Kitchener come in then?
Kitchener, he was up on the other side, you know, Mitru and that side. He was the first general we had, like.
Yes. Did you see him ever?
I saw one dressed as an Arab once come out when we got down to started on that there journey, and somebody told me that was Kitchener, but whether it was or not, I don't know. But he was dressed as an Arab man, and they said he used to do that. Could he used to do the the French dot.
Oh?
What's the French, those French troops say?
Foreign Legion.
I don't know what they call them. They're always up, dressed up and...
probably Foreign Legion.
That's right, Foreign Legion. There was a lot of those about there then.
So you went with General Murray as far as Gaza? As far as Gaza.
Yeah.
And the force was attacked.
We got probably hammered there. And he came back from there. And instead of him, saying, well, enough's enough, you get some more reinforcements. That we had another go.
Yes.
To get through there, like, he had another go. Of course, he had another hammering up. Then we got drove back there, we come back, quite a long way. That was worse than going forward, going back.
Yes.
We came back to the... We're in a wadi. The big old wadi where the water used to come down. you know, certain times of the year. And we got in this here wedding, we was all mixed up. All sorts of units were all mixed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sorted themselves out there. And then we had to get out of the water because they said probably the water would be coming down. And we had to get out of there. Oh, it was a tough one. Anyway.
Roughly how many days were you on the run? 24 hours or a couple of days?
Oh, yeah, a couple of days pretty well on them. Yeah. Going backwards. And then we made a stand. Then we had a busy job doing trenches and barbed wire, and it was all a scuffle like that. Anyway, I got there, and then after that, Murray was recalled home to England. They said he was going home to answer for it, whether he did or not. He got a better job for it, didn't he? He went on the charter munitions or something, didn't he, after that?
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Allenby came and took over. Well, he was a soldier. We didn't mind serving him. He wouldn't move till he got some more troops. They fled some from India and all different places about Malta. You know, he got some troops there. He wouldn't move till he did get them.
Mm-hmm.
They got two tanks, and the first time we see a tank then.
Mm-hmm.
But they was useless.
Oh, yes.
We got two tanks. We was rather hearted and delighted to see them. So well, that's helping out, you know. But they didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
They went into... Anyway, we made a start. These tanks went in. Well, I mean, they didn't get purple. They played on the driving bands, you see, because the driving bands was outside. And they bent the driving bands because they were on the sand. They couldn't move fast enough on that sand.
Mm-hmm.
They bent the driving bands because they were knocked out.
Yes.
And then we kept going then after that.
And
after we got through Gaza, we kept going right away up through.
Did you sort of march for so many days and have a couple of days rest or something?
No, we kept going.
You've never had a Sunday off or anything like that?
No, we never had any. Only had a sort of breaks. You know, so many hours break, right? Mm. Then away you went again. Mm. You didn't. They reckon I was doing 20 miles a day, but whether we did or not, I don't know. But anyway, across that desert, whether we did or not, I don't know. Then you slept so many miles before you had a rest, like. Then you'd have a rest, like.
Yes.
And have a medical and all like that, you know.
Well, did you have any other set battles on the way?
I mean, they kept on. Then we was up at I believe it was Jaffa. I saw the biggest mess of my life there in Jaffa. The Navy from the water, right? They bombarded the station, and it was one troop train. They'd knocked right clean out. I never seen a mess in all my life. It was, you know, trains all over the, trucks all over the place, and it was all covered with yellow.
Yes.
Like mustard.
Yeah.
Yellow. Oh, they're terrible there.
Where was the first major stop that you had after Gaza?
After
leaving Gaza.
Yeah. After Gaza, there were several little places we went through. We didn't know about that. There were several little villages and hamlets and sort of like that.
Yes, and no way you remember.
No. But I know where you... Yes.
Did you go to Tel Aviv? Or Hebron? You were on the coast, weren't you? You were walking more or less in sight of the sea, weren't you?
We went up right across the desert right to... Well, more or less, one firm the coast all the way around, wasn't it?
Yes. Now, you were talking about Jerusalem the other day.
Yes. We went around that.